REA for existing registrars to incorporate some of the high and medium priority items. And that's a real impasse. That's a roadblock that will be encountered somewhere in there, because to do so, we ought to follow the process of consensus policies within the picket fence, go through a PDP at council, because you're changing the terms of a contract for existing registrars. So I get that. So when you come to that fork in the tunnel, my advice is to pick that fork up and stick a fork in the RAA for existing TLDs and just leave it alone, and then proceed down the tunnel to design the RAA Plus, RAA 2.0. Design it for the new TLDs. Design an RAA that incorporates all the best thinking that we need for the new era of ICANN and the new TLDs. And you'll move that through the end of that tunnel, and very quickly it'll be surfaced for public comment and modification, just exactly the same way we modified the new GTLD registry agreement and code of conduct. Those weren't done in a consensus policy picket fence PDP. They were done in a community-wide process with lots of input from GNSO. Now, they weren't imposed on registries, right? No registry has to follow the new GTLD process. Only registries that want to run TLDs in the new round voluntarily agree to take that on. We missed the opportunity to do the same thing with the RAA. We could have said that to be a registrar in the new names, especially under VI and CO, you have to follow the RAA Prime, RAA Plus. Well, that opportunity is going to come right back to us, because right in the middle of that tunnel, when we hit the things that affect existing contracts, just put a fork in it and then move ahead, and let's come up with an ideal registry agreement. And no registrar has to take it unless they want to do business in the names in the new GTLD program. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve Mason.
I wanted to address a couple of points that were made in this discussion. The first is, it's very, very clear to registrars. I don't know how it couldn't be clear to registrars, the amount of anger that was expressed from the GAC about considerations in the process as it relates to the RAA. I believe that stemmed from a couple of things. One is not a clear enough understanding of what our obligations, the registrar's obligations, are to the community through the structure of its contract and through its obligations to work through the GNSO to develop policy. I believe the registrars will and must do a better job of educating the GAC about the realities of the operational situation that we have to live in. The other, frankly, was not a good enough job on the registrar's part of communicating to the GAC exactly what was happening during this process. My understanding is the GAC's main interest in the RAA is to help put into place policies that were advanced by the law enforcement community. I'd like to point out that we've been in discussion with the law enforcement community, a discussion that was initiated by registrars and initiated after law enforcement went to the GAC and got their proposed amendments endorsed without understanding whether or not those were technically feasible.